Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Tuesday, October 29th. I'm your presenter, Arlene Gregoire. In our headline stories this afternoon, OD Brisbane's and Sons to become local distributor for Nature Island paper products. In news from the region, Caribbean countries urge to promote the role of statisticians in overall development. And internationally, United States spying, Senate Intelligence Committee ordered. The news is brought to you the compliments of J.S. Fan & Company Limited, L.A. Dupini & Company Limited, Subway and Courts Dominica. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
Face it, buying the things you want today is really optional, as the Fans Layaway plan gives you more ways to buy with no service fee and no finance charges. As the Fans Layaway plan is just one of the many ways to pay. Instead of purchasing an item all at once or using your high interest credit cards, you can put an item aside and pay for it little by little by using As the Fans Layaway plan. Low down payment, more ways to buy. That's As the Fans Layaway plan. As the Fans, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
I am Andrew Duran. I am a tailor for over 50 years. Whenever I need fabric for my tailor shop, I go straight down to L.A. Dupini. This is where I get my material for my suiting, my thread, my buttons, zip, shoulder pad, lining, thimbles, hand needles, machine needles, even tape lines and scissors you get by L.A. Dupini. L.A. Dupini, my fabric store.
Honey, you remember the passports, right?
Yep.
And the Italian Facebook?
Got it.
This is gonna be so delicious.
Welcome to Subway Restaurant. Care to try a sub from our Italian collection?
Escape to Italy with the new Italian collection. Try the chicken pizziola melt, Italian BMT, or the meatball pepperoni melt and discover our new favorite. Subway, eat fresh.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
And welcome back to Q95's Midday News Package. Rosso Central MP Norris Prevo expresses concern over his exclusion from Market Day with a different ceremony. Prevo says this is the first time in his 25-year stint as a member of Parliament that he has not been invited to speak at Market Day with a difference. He says this was a very dangerous step taken by the government in its attempt to suppress the opposition party on the island.
I mean, this indeed was a very dangerous political step taken by the government. It is part of the government's, what you would call, very focused and strategic plan to suppress the opposition, to abolish opposition in this country, and to make Dominica into a one-party state. It is also a reflection, the exclusion of the opposition from the roster of people to address the Market Day for Difference this year is also a reflection that government is embarrassed by their failure to improve the market.
Rosso Central MP Norris Prevo. Dominica is getting set to host the Principles of Quality Assurance and World-Class Manufacturing Workshop on Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. The workshop is being organized by the OECS Export Development Unit and will present valuable principles of business operations that are pertinent for successful market and product development initiatives. According to a release, it is expected that this program will provide participating firms with relevant tools and information for decisive action towards a quality-driven culture, all aimed at enhancing their competitiveness and profitability within the marketplace. This training activity will be facilitated by recognized experts in the field of total quality management and world-class manufacturing. OD Brisbane's and Sons Limited has teamed up with Nature Island Paper Products, the local manufacturer of toilet paper and other paper products, to become the local distributor of product effective November 1st, 2013. Managing Director of Nature Island Paper Products, Severin McKenzie, says penetrating the Dominican market has been a major challenge for the company, and they are commending OD Brisbane's and Sons for taking the bold step of discounting the importation of other brands and selling only the products of the NIPP. McKenzie says this level of cooperation is a plus for the company and brings a renewed sense of hope for the organization.
They have actually discontinued the importation of the brand that they were bringing in and have decided to cooperate with us and to sell our products only and distribute it island-wide. And when we get into the export market, we would be doing it together. For Nature Island Paper Products, we think that today is a blessed day and one that brings a lot of hope to Nature Island Paper Products, because the challenges for manufacturing is not easy, and having this avenue, this level of cooperation with OD Brisbane and Sons Dominica Limited to be actually distributing our products island-wide is really a plus for the company, and we are looking towards the success because we have been making a very big contribution to the economic development of Dominica.
Managing Director of the Nature Island Paper Products, Segra McKenzie. The government of Dominica says despite the rise in unemployment on the island, the administration has not failed. They report that there is no decline in public sector jobs and salaries and disbursements are paid on time. Meanwhile, possible United Workers Party candidate for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, says the government cannot use private sector success as a measuring stick for economic growth on the entire island. Francis says the current Skerrid-led government has had the opportunity to capitalize on financial privileges during its 14-year stint so far, including VAT. He continues that the private sector is also only one earner within the economy.
The revenue which this government has been able to collect has not been able to be collected by previous governments, and as such it means that the government has a lot of finances at its disposal. Therefore, payments of salaries as far as the public servants are concerned, I don't think that should be an indicator or yardstick to determine the welfare of our economy. The reality is that we hear it and we see it. We do not have to go far. We know the young people who have been made redundant at Clay Harbour. We're aware of Ariel Trump, we're aware of Brizimat and a number of other businesses which have hemorrhaged workers.
Joshua Francis. And that was all local news for this afternoon. In news from the region, senior regional statisticians began a meeting in St. Kitts on Monday with a call for Caribbean countries to encourage its nationals to embrace the study of statisticians as the regional integration movement moves beyond its 40th year of existence. In St. Kitts and Nevis, Education and Information Minister Nigel Carty, deputizing for Prime Minister Dr. Denzel Douglas at the Caribbean Community Organized Conference, said that it was incumbent on all regional countries to increase public awareness of the power and impact of statistics on all aspects of society. He holds the directors of statistics from the 15-member regional grouping that the challenge as practitioners, educators, and policymakers is to demystify the field to the students of the Caribbean, as well as to find imaginative ways to expose them to all that is intriguing and fascinating about the careers that the statisticians in the room have chosen. Carty said that Caribbean statisticians have been providing over the past 4 years the data and analysis that are so key to the effective and efficient functioning of Caribbean progress and stability. The conference is being held under the theme Statistics in the Everyday Life. Let us educate and appreciate. And Carty says the vast majority of the world's population have no idea how many areas of their lives are influenced and governed by the work of professional statisticians. And internationally, the United States Senate's Intelligence Committee has announced a major review of the country's surveillance operations. The committee's chair, Dianne Feinstein, said eavesdropping on leaders of friendly nations was wrong. She said the White House had told her such surveillance would stop, but a senior administration official told the BBC that there was no policy change so far. Senior U.S. intelligence agency officials are to testify before the House of Representatives later on Tuesday. Correspondents say pressure is growing on the White House to explain why President Barack Obama apparently did not know about the extent of the intelligence gathering operations. Mr. Obama has spoken publicly of his intent to probe spying activities amid claims of eavesdropping on U.S. allies. And this has been the afternoon's midday news package. But first, a recap of the headlines. OD Brisbane's and Sons to become local distributor for Nature Island paper products. In news from the region, Caribbean countries urge to promote the role of statisticians in overall development. And internationally, United States spying, Senate Intelligence Committee ordered. Once again, the news is brought to you the kind compliments of J.R. Stefan & Company Limited, L.A. Dupini & Company Limited, Subway and Courts Dominica. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95fmradio.com, view the stories, or click on the podcast icon. On behalf of the Q95 new team, I am Arlene Gregoire. Good afternoon.